But when he puts the net with the second thought, they catch a lot of fish. And then Jesus, because of that, Peter was completely, he saw the benefit of trusting in God. Now, after that, Jesus said, come, follow me. And we are told that Peter, James, and Andrew, and all the rest who were in the river, they left the net, they left the fish, they left their father, the baby, they left everything, and they followed Jesus. And now that they left even their career to follow Jesus, they had nothing. And Jesus had to talk to them now. He had to give them the beatitude so that they will know that even in their poverty, they are what? They are blessed. He wanted to encourage them. That is the reason for this beatitude. Blessed are you, those who weep now. Blessed are you, those who are poor now. Blessed are you, those who are hungry now. He was talking to his disciples. Trying to tell them that the ultimate thing is to trust in God. It's not to be riches. Despite the fact that they have left everything to follow him, does not mean that they have lost everything. There is something greater. He needed to talk to them. And that is the reason for the beatitude today. And that was in the time of Peter, James, and Andrew that Jesus was talking to them. Today Jesus is talking to you and me. That we should have a complete trust in him. Obedience to God requires absolute trust. If you don't trust God, you cannot obey him. Obedience to God requires absolute trust. You must trust God first before you obey him. When you trust him, you obey his thoughts. You obey whatever he says. You obey whatever the scripture says. But if that trust is lacking, obedience to God is not possible. It's difficult. You are sitting here because you trust God. So many of us, we trust God, that is why you pray. But when the trust is no longer there, you will not even pray. Consider somebody who has been passing through some kind of difficulties. You are praying and praying and praying and nothing is happening. The trust will no longer be there. When they ask you, you will say, oh, these people are praying. God is answering them. People are giving testimonies to the church. People are giving thanksgiving in the church. People are coming out for thanksgiving. We are seeing them. Why is my own like this? You will no longer trust. But the first reading of today captures it all. That we should trust in God. God is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh in man, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the patches, in the parched places of the wilderness, in an inhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in where? In the Lord. Whose trust is the Lord. He is like what? A tree planted by what? A riverside. That sets out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the heat or drought. For it does not cease to bear fruit. That is a man that trusts in the Lord. What is your level of trust in God? Especially when things become difficult with you. God is saying now that all these people that trust in the Lord, even though you are poor, you will be what? You will be satisfied. Even though you are poor, even though you are poor, you will see the kingdom of God. Even though you are hungry, you will be satisfied. Even though you weep now, you will do what? You will laugh. You cannot talk about trusting in God without bringing in the curse of the woman who was suffering from hemorrhage. The gospel text tells us that this woman suffered for how many years? 12 good years. Sometimes when I'm looking at that gospel space and I say to myself, why are you complaining? Somebody who has suffered for 12 years is not 12 days. 12 years is not 12 weeks. It's not 12 months. 12 solid years. This woman suffered and her faith was not shattered. Neither did the gospel text tell us that the woman suffered, because the gospel text says that the woman suffered, she went through all the medical doctors and then no cures could be found. And they didn't tell us if she had gone to any other place looking for the solution to life. This woman was bleeding. She was not having headache, she was bleeding. And in those days, if you are bleeding, you'll be excluded, you'll be isolated. They will tell you not to come to the crowd. They will tell you not to go to the market. They will tell you not to come to the church. They will tell you not to go where people are gathered. You should be where they know. And even you alone, as you are alone, consider that if you are alone and you are bleeding, see how uncomfortable you are. This text is over how many years? 12 good years. Her faith was not shattered. I think the faith of this woman should be compared to the faith of Job. Two of them. And Abraham. She still trusted in God. 12 years. You and me cannot wait for 12 years. Imagine women that are married, and when they are married and then after 2 years, no issue is coming up. Imagine how they are running head and tail, going to one church to the other, meeting one priest and the pastor, even going to the bush, consulting oracles here and there, that I am not giving, I am not conceiving, I don't know what is happening. They go through the medical doctors and then after they discover that the medical doctors tell them that there is no problem, you both have no problem. You see the challenge that they have as a couple. Some people cannot wait for 3 years, some people cannot wait for 3 years, some people cannot wait for 4 years. God is no longer faithful. I can't trust God again. This woman trusted for 12 years. And we are told, look at the kind of faith that this woman displayed. We are told that when she heard that Jesus came, that Jesus was around. I missed the obstacles. I missed the challenge that was told not to go where the crowd is gathered. She parted her way into the crowd. And I'm very sure as she was going, people were stopping her and telling her that, where are you going? Where are you going? Go back. You're not supposed to come here. Go back. You're not supposed to come here. Humiliation. She went and touched the cloth of Jesus. She says, even if I touch his garment, I'll be made to wear him. Faith, trust. What is that thing that is bothering you that you cannot trust God, that God will do it? With God, everything is what? Possible. What is it that is bothering you that God has not created? Who created that thing that is bothering you? That thing that is wrong with you, who created it? Is it not God? So if I should create something as the author of it, I know it. So there's a way I can twist it. There's a way I can reform it. There's a way I can reshape it because I did it. Where is our faith? That we are not trusting God. And when poor, when you're hungry, when you're weeping, when you're mourning, it's not because God has made it that way that you should be unfortunate. You're not unfortunate. Jesus is saying that you should rejoice because you are what? Fortunate. You are rather a fortunate person. Because all the blessings that Jesus talked about are the blessings that are going to come on those who are poor. Those who are weeping, they will rejoice. So those of you who are weeping, those of you who are poor, those of you who are hungry, may trust in the Lord. The Lord God will wipe away your tears. There's nobody in the scripture, go and check the pages of the scripture. There's nobody in the scripture trusted in God and was left unaided. Job trusted God and God rewarded him. God said to the Satan, God to my servant Job. Satan said to God, that look, you bless Job like this because you know. Because you bless him, that is why he's obeying you. That is why he's respecting you. God said, no, I know my servant Job. Go, you can do anything to him, but don't touch his life, and see if Job will turn away from me. God begged, and Job didn't turn away from God. Abraham had one child. The child had been called Isaac. And God said, take this child, go to the bush and sacrifice this child for me. There was no argument. There was no negotiation. There was no pleading. Abraham trusted to the Lord. He took the child, was at the point of killing this child, that God says, no, I know that you have faith now. Where is your faith? Where is your trust in God? And what is disturbing you be compared to the exam that God gave to Abraham? Never, it cannot. Yours is just a little thing that God can handle, that God will not even handle it himself. Just for God to send one of the angels to go and handle that case, and the angel will come, and within a flick of an eye, your problem will be solved. It's not even a problem that God should look into. Is your problem comparable to the problem of this woman who was suffering from hemorrhage for 12 good years? How many years have you been experiencing that problem that you're talking about? We are looking at the now. We are not looking at the after. But remember, our life, our home is not this home. It's not the earth. Where we are is not our home. Our destiny is not here. Remember that. Sometimes times when you're killing yourself for all these things, when you're killing yourself, you're all these things that you want to get this, you want to be this, you want to be that, you want to be that. Remember, this is not your home. No matter the situation you are in, trust in God. This is not your home. Your destiny is there in heaven. All the things that we suffer for, all the things that we kill ourselves upon, you will die and leave them. When you die, then the next thing is to face the reality. You see, come of the way God made us, it should be clear on us. Some people are rich, some are poor. Some are very, very rich. But all in all, those who are poor and those who are rich, at the end, they will go 6 feet down. They have two hands, nobody has three hands. They have two legs, nobody has four legs. One head, to let you know that after everything, everybody will go the same road. And everybody is equal in the eyes of God. So why bothering yourself? God is telling us today to trust in Him. If we trust in Him genuinely, and God sees that this problem needs to be solved, then your problem will be solved. Our God never fails. He never fails. That's why the Bible calls Hannah, where it became so difficult for Hannah, when people were humiliating her, when she becomes so difficult to Hannah, Hannah went to Shiloh. And Hannah cried to God, and Hannah said to God, give me a child and I will give it back to you. It's all about the shame. It's not the name. It's not the reputation. So, if your cross is too heavy for you to carry, call on God, so that God will send somebody to help you carry the cross. Even Jesus on the way to Calvary, when he became so tired, God sent Simon of Cyrene to do what? Help him carry the cross. So call on God, to God to help you, so that we are able to carry a cross. And God cannot give you a cross that you cannot carry. He's too kind to do that. God cannot give you a cross that you cannot carry. God cannot take you where His grace cannot sustain you. Anywhere God takes you, His grace is there to sustain you. So most of the things that are happening to us, most of the challenges that you are facing, most of the problems that you are facing, is God trying to put us to test to see how our faith are. Do not be discouraged. The people of Israel, they came out of Egypt. God guided them through Moses. And God was giving them, God gave them manna from heaven and earth. God passed through, better passed through the Red Sea, and their enemies were destroyed. But when they came to water, they forgot all the good things that God has done for them. The evil will remove their earring made of gold, and they captured the calf, and they were worshipping that calf instead of worshipping God. Do not be like the people of Israel. No matter your challenges, see, cast your mind back and see the good things that God has done for you. And still believe that you will still do more if only you trust in Him. That car that you drove from your house to the church here, that car has killed so many persons. Within a short distance, that car has had accident and many people died driving cars. And you drove to this place without anything. Who is responsible for your protection? So some of us, you say that God has done no miracle in our life. God has not done anything important in your life, but the fact that you are alive is a miracle. Those who are dying, or those who are dead, those who are mortuary, you are not better than them. You are better than you spiritually, 100 times, just by the grace of God. So what is your problem? You complain that you don't have footwear to wear and come to the church. There is somebody who doesn't even have the leg, not to talk of the shoe. Why not trust in God? You complain that since you came to Abuja, you have been living with your friends. Since you came to Abuja, you have been under rent. You have been paying rent here and there. You don't have a house of your own. There are others who are sleeping under the bridge. There are others who have turned their car, their Uber or a boat car, into their house. It's a mobile house. If you go there, the toothbrush is there, the soap dish is there, the towel is there. They don't have a place to stay. They sleep in the car. The car is not even their home. So what is your problem as a human being? You are complaining that you have ulcers. You have headache. You have malaria, you have typhoid. Go to intensive care unit, Federal Medical Center. Ask them to open the door for you. You want to have a glimpse of that place and come back. When you look at that place, you come back and do Thanksgiving in the church. There are others for 2 weeks that have not opened their eyes. There are others that are there, their brain is somewhere else, they have removed their brain, they are working on their brain somewhere else, they are there. What is your problem? You cannot detect for God. Let God be God. If God loves anything in this world, his praises. He needs to be praised. When you look up on your bed, say, thank you, Jesus. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As if this was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be world without end. It's a great prayer. You praise God for his goodness. That is why God lost King David. King David will go to the church 10 times a day, 7 times praising God, 3 times making his request. Say, God, thank you. Every day as you wake up, say to God, God, I thank you for the gift of life. My dear friends in Christ, we pray this Mass, asking the good Lord to give us the grace to be able to trust in Him. Some of us, we don't trust in God because when you see people prosperity, when you see people, I don't even know how to say, when you see people achieving many things, being successful, and then we feel that we are less fortunate. That is why God is behaving like that. That's why God is giving it to other people and not giving it to us. We are making a great mistake. It is only, it's not all that glitter that is what goes. Some of these people that they are enjoying life this way, if they tell you what they pass through, you cannot go there. If they tell you what they do to become what they are, you don't have the mind to do it. And if they give you their position to be there where they are, you cannot sleep. Be calm. God is still in control. The Christian says, be still and know that they are what? I am God. Be trusting in God. Trust and obey. When you trust God, God will not lead you to shame. He will surely uplift you. He will surely wipe away your tears. And he will surely exhaust you so that people will see that he is the Almighty. Look at Jesus and the apostles. Whenever they pray, they will say to God, God, not because of me, but because of your name and the people standing around here. Let them know that you are God and God will do it. When you pray, thank God, my God is not because of me, but because of those who believe in you. Let their faith not be shattered. Do it. Challenge God positively. Do it for the glory of your name. And God will do it. So pray this mass for that grace. May God give us the grace to understand so that trusting in him, he will respond to our prayers. He will answer our good intentions. And all shall be well with us when we continue to trust in him. That is our prayer for this mass through Christ our Lord.